The first panelist to speak at the Stokowski Symposium was Saul Schoenbach, who played bassoon for Maestro Stokowski with the Philadelphia Orchestra, as well as with the All-American Youth Orchestra. Mr. Schoenbach studied at NYU and at Juilliard, and worked as a staff bassoonist for CBS in New York until he became the principal bassoonist for the Philadelphia Orchestra in 1937. In 1957, he retired from the orchestra to become director of Settlement Music School, where he remained until his retirement in 1981. Mr. Saul Schoenbach.
Thank you. My entire musical life began when Leopold Stokowski came to the Juilliard in 1932 for the inaugural concert, in which I played solo bassoon. Of course, he had some of his passacaglias and little fugues and things like that. And as the week went on, colleagues of mine disappeared. Stokowski had a notebook, and he wrote down, get one knew this and one knew that. And so when he indicated he wanted to see me in the intermission of one of the rehearsals, I felt that this was the end for me, too. On the contrary, he was rather pleased with what I was doing and wanted to know what my life's plan was. Well, actually, at that particular point, I had never realized what music was really all about. And when he arrived, our orchestra, which had been training with Albert Stessel, who was a very, very competent conductor, but hardly inspired, when Stokowski started to conduct, all of a sudden, something happened to me which never stopped happening as long as I played with Stokowski. It was absolutely fantastic. And so I said to him, well, actually, I've decided to become a professional musician. And Stokowski said, well, how old are you? I said, 17. He said, well, we'll see you in a few years. Thank you very much. And I left, and I figured that was the end of that. 5 years later, I was solo bassoon in the Philadelphia Orchestra. And when Mr. Ormandy auditioned me, he was a co-conductor at that time in 1937, the librarian who was here at the Ormandy celebration when his collection was installed came over to me and said, I have a letter here which you might find interesting. And it was a copy of a letter that Ormandy sent to Stokowski asking him to decide on whether he should hire another person or me. And Stokowski replied that he felt I had a lot more promise and he should hire me. It was the most amazing thing about this man that he always kept notebooks on the various orchestras he conducted and the players in that orchestra and what their capabilities were and their deficiencies. If you asked him how the bassoon was in Odessa, he would pull out a book and he said he played sharp. I never could get over the fact that this man was so organized. And of course, the next great experience with Stokowski was when we made the movie Fantasia. And that was a mess from the beginning to the end. We had no idea what it was all about. There was a lot of heat between the association and Mr. Stokowski and Disney. And at several times, they told us the whole thing was off. And then it was on again because Stokowski found a loophole. Instead of giving royalties to the association, they advertised that this was done with members of the Philadelphia Orchestra, not the Philadelphia Orchestra. But that has all been changed, and the lie goes on and on. As a matter of fact, very few people realize that the Sorcerer's Apprentice was made by a pickup orchestra in California, and that became the nucleus for what Stokowski broadened into the Fantasia you all hear. Now, at that time when we were making this Fantasia, we were strewn around in the pit in various ways, and wires were stretching every direction, and people were making jokes about how Stokowski wanted to have 8 or 9 different lines, and you know, this was like the beginning of stereo in this man's mind. He was so far ahead of everybody, it was incredible. And we were really mixed up because we played bits of this and bits of that and over again, and the way it's all done, you know, with the engineers and Howard Scott types. But when we saw the finished product in New York where they had a theater that could handle it. I came up to Stokowski and I said to him, well, you've won me over 100%. And he said, well, better late than never. The next great experience, of course, was the improvised tour of South America with Stokowski and the Youth Orchestra. He took along several of us who were comparatively young and a few of us who were old. And we went to all these wonderful cities in South America that we don't really know too well because, of course, we don't go there. And we came right after Toscanini had been there with the NBC Orchestra. And with that kind of a precedence, we played and we made the most glorious music. And yet, every place we went, he improvised. He always found ways of making the sound better. He had these visions of putting the sound out into the audience. And as Bernie Jacobson said, he was concerned with sound primarily. We came to, I think it was San Paolo Mason, where we had to wait while they painted scenery. He refused to go on the stage because the opera house was so dead. And when we got all finished, it was as bright as could be. We played a concert that was stunning. My admiration for Stokowski is unlimited. And I'm so delighted that his recognition comes about again today. Records are appearing all over the place. People are talking about Stokowski as if he were alive and active. And that is the real prime reason for this wonderful occasion. I think that you will all agree with me that Stokowski brought something to Philadelphia which was unique. He made it a world-class orchestra in a city which was not world-class and which did not have the things of New York. And I think that his reputation will go on and on and on because he has the qualities which show up now in these recordings, which are so unique. Now I'd like to turn you over to another colleague who can tell you a little bit more.
Sol Schoenbach, principal bassoonist of the Philadelphia Orchestra from 1937 to 1957, and the director of Settlement Music School from 1957 until 1981.